When you got this call some 26 years ago, was that really basically the dream job for you to do something of this caliber?
Well, I suppose it might seem that way, but I guess I and my coworkers were all more immediately focused on, okay, they want us to go ahead and do this. Now we actually have to do it, and we can't mess up. This is kind of a big deal. So rather than letting it go to our heads, we really focused on making the paper and getting it to the National Archives as requested.
And how complicated or time-consuming was the process to create this paper?
Well, we got the job partly because we had been making handmade papers, both European-style and Japanese-style papers used in the care and conservation of works of art on paper and rare books. So we kind of had a reputation in that area. But most of the paper we made was smaller than what they needed. They needed 36 by 36 inch sheets, and we didn't have a press to squeeze out the damp, the water from the damp sheets. So we had to construct a larger press and build other pieces of equipment to be ready to go into production. So it was, the actual making of the paper is pretty quick once you have all the equipment and the pulp prepared. The formation of a sheet takes about 2 or 3 minutes. Then it takes another day to press and dry the paper. So it goes rather quickly, but the research on the pulp preparation and the equipment building added some time to it. I think we probably sent them about 25 or 30 first quality sheets, and it probably took us a couple months to go through the entire process of preparing and background research on pulp preparation and so on.
And you sent them a couple of dozen of these sheets that were 3 by 3 feet each. Were only three of them or so used?
In the end, that's right. There's only, I believe the Bill of Rights, there are multiple pieces of parchment associated with the Bill of Rights, likewise with some of the other documents. But they didn't use them all, and the others are held in reserve. These new encasements, that state-of-the-art encasements that they built, are designed to be opened up down the road 50, 100 years from now, so that they can check the condition of the parchment documents, check the condition of the paper and the atmosphere within the encasements. So it's possible they'll use additional sheets down the road at some point.
Just explain briefly why the paper was needed to go underneath these precious documents.
Well, the documents, written on parchment, animal skin, would otherwise sit on top of a perforated aluminum plate within these specially made titanium encasements. And they wanted the paper in there to provide a lighter background to help illuminate, help show off the parchment documents, to provide a cushion against the perforated aluminum plate, and also to provide a relative humidity buffer within the encasement during possible changes in temperature that might be anticipated.
You said you were hired to make the paper, so I'm assuming that you didn't actually get to help to put the items on display, right? Did you just send them the paper in a tube?
That's right. So we had colleagues in the conservation team at the National Archives, and we collaborated with them. And while we were working on the paper, they were inspecting and in some cases cleaning, preparing the actual documents to go into these new encasements, and the encasements themselves were being made. Special glass for the front of the encasements were being done. And in fact, the whole National Archives Rotunda in Washington, D.C. was being renovated. So it was a big project. And our part was very small, one might say, but very important.
And have you been there to see the documents in their cases since the paper was used in the project? And what was going through your head when you walked in there first?
Well, yeah, I've been there several times, and it's well worth a visit because the atmosphere within the rotunda is very, the lighting is subdued. There's kind of an atmosphere of real reverence. You can wait your turn in line and walk up there and get your face literally within inches of these very important pieces of American history. And I think that, the most important thing for me, and I think for any Iowan who goes to the National Archives Rotunda, once you get in there and you get up close to those documents, if you move your head off to the side a little bit, underneath them all, you can see this white piece of paper. And the other people in the rotunda at the time might not know, but that was made in the state of Iowa, and that's something to be really proud of.
I hate to sound stupid here, but knowing all you know about the documents and the cases and the titanium, could Nick Cage have stolen the Declaration like he did in National Treasure?
Well, I don't think so. The other things that were going on, I didn't mention this earlier, but in addition to the new encasements and renovations within the rotunda, the lighting, the atmosphere, those documents at the tail end of the day go down into a vault that's locked and sealed. Everything's state of the art, including the security. So I doubt very much. Hollywood can make wonderful things happen in a film, but that wouldn't have been possible from my perspective.